Yeah, that's the story. Back in the chain gang.
Oh, jeez.
Here we are.
Oh, look, listen
back
to that.
On the coal face.
Oh, back in the coal face.
Tell you, there's no rest for the wicked, PJ. Here
Tuesday,
we are.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Back
Happy
hacking
Tuesday.
Away.
Yeah, how's it going, everybody? We made it again.
Another day. Another dollar.
Another day. Another,
here we go.
Another dollar spent. And another 50 cent raised. Let's go do this.
Yeah, welcome along, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. It's something funny. My ears don't sound the way they should do.
Well, I don't listen to your ears.
Well, there you go.
Everything seems fine.
My ears don't listen to me either.
Yeah.
Anyway, 087-188-0008. If you do want to give us a shout, loads of people in touch already. Morning all. Morning to our early morning crew.
Morning, morning, early morning crew.
Bit of a roll call. We tend to end up doing a bit of a
roll. It's here this morning.
It's warm, yeah.
It's getting handy. I'll take everything off now.
Ah, here, for God's sake.
Sorry, you
Steady
beg your
on,
pardon.
Will you? It's early in the morning. It's not, I mean,
I'm not taking my trousers off, just opening them. God. There's no need to get all weird.
God almighty.
No need to get all contrary.
I mean, literally, you've only just said hello to the nation.
It's not like I'm sitting on your lap.
And he starts getting his kit off.
Woo! There you go. Now,
unbelievable.
Not but a pair of socks. That'll do. That's the way to start the day.
Apologies to anybody who may have been, you know, maybe fragile at this hour of the morning. That image now is seared into your brain. PJ Gallagher standing there with just his socks on.
From that tattoo, it looks like I have a quilt over me anyway.
Actually, JP is questioning whether you ever do any work because you're, just speaking of clothing, because your Oran Eli jacket is always so minty fresh. It's always so super clean. In all of the pictures, he was checking out your Insta.
Is it?
And he says, it's always so clean. Do you ever do anything that might actually get it dirty?
Well, it's in the water, isn't it? It's like a self-cleaning properties. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a dirty wetsuit? I think not.
Well, there you go, JP, you see?
You know?
There's an answer for everything.
Yeah, there certainly is. You just have to give me a minute to think of it.
Exactly. That's all that's required. Anyway, listen, thanks a million, folks. Hi to all of the regular gang, all on saying hi. We much appreciate it. Much appreciated.
Even Elf Terry this morning, who's a Liverpool fan, saying, well done, United.
Ah, but he's lulling you into a false sense of security there.
Is that what it is?
It's because of Bayern tonight.
And
he wants you to sort of like, it's one of these hands across the divide.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Because he knows the big one, of course.
Although, to be fair to Elf Terry, he is.
He's not a hater.
No, he's the nicest Liverpool fan we've ever met. And I have friends who are Liverpool fans.
He's the only nice Liverpool fan.
And Elf Terry is still the nicest Liverpool fan.
Yeah, I know, yeah. He's not the only nice Liverpool fan. I heard there was a story about one that helped a fella in the news once.
I know, he died.
Oh, he
passed away.
Oh, that's terrible. Right, well, sorry, there you go. At least
so
Terry,
officially,
you know,
Elf Terry, you're the nicest
kind,
Liverpool
Terry,
fan.
You're one of a kind. Yeah. You did it again.
Anyway, folks, thanks a million. We will rock through the texts and give a few shout-outs, but we only get the old birthdays done. There's a few good ones today, PJ.
Is there, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff, things you think.
And you do need to redeem yourself from an absolute catastrophe yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't my finest hour now.
Yeah, you got it. Roy Orbison, you got it here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 6:15, we're going to get stuck into the birthdays. Are you ready to do this?
I think so,
There's a selection of actors and one singer in here.
Right, let's do it then. Right. Now, actors I'm bad with.
Are you?
I am. I'm very bad with them. Sure, no, most of the time when actors come up on these things, I have to go, oh, yeah, right, which one is that?
Right.
You know,
I don't think it's going to happen with these. Cause
okay.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think it's going to happen with these. These, these are very distinctive actors.
Oh,
although,
okay.
Well, anyway, listen.
Let's see how we get on.
It's this bloke's birthday.
I auditioned for him. And I remember going into his office, and he was sitting in a desk, kind of like you. He said, how much you weigh? And I told him my weight, and he said, how tall are you? And I told him, and he goes, you got the part.
That was a tough audition.
Yeah, tough one, yeah.
That must be, that, I'd say you wouldn't mind an audition like that. What height are you, PJ? Anyway, what weight are you? Yeah, you got the part.
I wouldn't get the part. I don't know the answer to either of those questions.
That, believe it or not, is that was Benito Del Toro.
Oh, is it the cat from Shrek?
No.
Which one is that?
Benicio Del Toro.
Which one is that? See, there you go.
Like the bloke from the Heineken ads.
Yeah, Zorro. He's Zorro in Shrek, isn't he?
No, that's... What's his name? That's the...
Ricky Martin?
No! Oh, now you're going to totally confuse me.
Oh, now it's my fault. Look, now it's my fault. He picks someone and he doesn't know who it is.
It's Benicio Del Toro.
And it's my fault all of a sudden.
No, who you're thinking of... Oh, my God. Now I'm going to have to look up who you're thinking of, even though it's not relevant.
Well, yeah, of course it's relevant. We're trying to guess the name of a person.
Hang on a second.
I told you I'm bad at actors.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I told you I was bad at actors.
I did not foresee this happening, right?
Is he a man that sings as well?
It's, oh, my God. What is the name? Where is this blooming?
Zorro.
Yeah, but Antonio Banderas, you're thinking of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
God almighty, that was like pulling teeth.
Right, I had to know what you're talking
from about. From myself. What right, so now you're thinking of Antonio Banderas.
Right, well, I'll have
this
a go at his
Benicio
age.
This is Benicio del Toro.
So I have no idea who he is.
Benicio del Toro.
Which one
He's
he?
He's like the cool guy from the Heineken ads.
Zorro.
No! Antonio Banderas is Zorro.
Well, I don't know who we're talking about. Which one's Steven Seagal? Is he one of them?
No. No, Steven Seagal isn't one of them.
What did I not have it? Well, you see, I told you I was bad at actors.
He's the really cool actor.
That's, yeah.
You know, yeah. You've seen the Heineken
My
ads.
Name is Puss in Boots. I've come oh to God. Teach you a lesson.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't that
okay,
him?
Will we move on? I was in there. Shot at three of them.
You killed my father. Now I've come to kill you. Not him, no.
No. No.
Right, well then, 58?
He's 52.
Well, how would I know? God.
But you're a big movie fan.
Well, I like movies, yeah, but I told
Somebody's
you I'm bad
texting
actors.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Fear and Loathing
That's
in
Johnny Depp.
Right.
That's Johnny Depp.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Isn't Somebody's it? Texted in. I thought he might have been in it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. As far as I know, that's your man Johnny Depp letting on to be the journalist fella. But that was mad for the drugs. I
yeah,
thought.
That
yeah.
was his mate.
Yeah,
then he
yeah.
shot into space.
That's the lad, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I don't think Puss in Boots is in space.
Let's move on from Benicio del Toro.
Over the mill.
Right, that didn't right. go. I thought you'd know him. Anyway, right,
I'm
okay.
sure I'd know him if I saw him. Like, if I saw him in town, I go, I know him from somewhere.
Right, now that you know that you got
There's
it
wrong,
Google his picture. Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro. Right, one second now.
Right. And I guarantee you go, oh, yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, young man. True Detective and all.
He wasn't in True Detective.
Well, who was that then?
Right.
Oh, well, I don't
never,
know.
Never will the name Benicio del Toro be mentioned right, on this show again because the aggravation it has caused.
He kind of looks like a Latin DiCaprio.
Have you never seen him before?
Yeah, no, I
of
have.
You don't. Anyway.
Well, I'm right. telling you now, I would have. That's the cat from Shrek. But anyway, who else have you got there? We'll move on. This isn't ending well. Puss in Boots here has got a right out grump on it.
We're going from Puss in Boots to Seal.
Seal? The singer Seal?
Yeah.
There's not an actor out there I don't know.
No, the right. singer Seal.
Singer, yeah.
Kiss from a Rose and.
Yeah. I'm never gonna survive.
What?
That's the one. And we're never gonna survive.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Little
crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I like Seal. He had all those pop marks on his face. And
that's
was,
right, yeah.
What's that for?
Is that
like
tribal?
A tribal thing or something was always thing, the rumour, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's one of those lads.
Wasn't he married to somebody with a beautiful head for a long time? And they split up a few years back.
Yes.
Supermodel type, wasn't it?
Princess Fiona.
Heidi. Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, was that it?
Was it Heidi Klum?
I don't know, no. man. I honestly don't know. I didn't know he was married. I thought he was just banging around the crazy with train out there, to be honest with you. I don't know. God, this is a tough morning now. Oh. These are good ones. These are really hard.
Seal, though. But you know Seal instantly. You knew him straight away.
Yeah,
and
I know
you know when he was having hits.
Yeah,
and all that sort of stuff.
I would, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I definitely would. That was the 80s, I think. Late 80s when he had crazy.
Adamski.
And Adamski. Oh, yeah, so he's late 50s. I'm going to say he's late, 57.
Oh, not a bad effort now, 56.
Ah, right, okay. 56. Right, now get the form
yeah,
back
you're
on
getting
now.
Back in. And you're coming into your own now, because these might be a bit more your neck of the woods, right? Jeff Daniels, he of Dumb and Dumber fame.
Jeff Daniels, oh, yeah. What a movie that was. The worst thing, again, the worst thing they ever did was make the second one, Dumb and Dumber 2. Like, talk
Is that
about
the one with... You mean the one that they did themselves?
Yeah.
Or the sequel they made with two different actors?
Well, no,
that
there,
was
there
complete...
Was, yeah, well, that's garbage on a whole other level.
Garbage.
Like,
the second one,
that's
yeah,
as if Seal played Puss in Boots and Shrek now. That's just the wrong people for the wrong job. But yeah, but the other one, the one they made as well...
Wasn't as good as the first.
Because it was so ridiculous and so... funny and stupid. That was what was glorious about it. But anyway,
I mean, Jeff Daniels has probably done other great things in his life, has he? Right, okay, probably not.
He wasn't even in Shrek 2.
Dumb and Dumber
like
it is.
Like the others.
Dumb and Dumber it is, Jeff. Right. I'm sorry, man.
Jeff Daniels.
You may have done many, many great movies, but you'll always be either dumb or dumber.
Or the king from Shrek.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jeff Daniels is... He's 50s too, isn't he?
No, I'll kind of help you along with this. He's a bit more than that.
Oh, is he? Right. Yeah, yeah. 61 then.
64.
Ah, fart
64.
Off.
And then finally, is this bloke's birthday.
He turned up, and he turned up as Don Logan. He was trying to get the accent. He was trying like that. And I went, ooh. But this is how he works, you know? And I'm a bit wary when I'm looking at him like that. And he started to get on my nerves a bit. And so I just quietly slipped backwards as he was talking, and I climbed out the window. And I f***ed off. I went.
Danny Dyer, is it?
Oh, my God.
Danny Dyer's 42.
It's Ray Winston. Ray Winston.
Which one is he?
Ray Winston.
Which one is he now?
Abby. You don't know Ray Winston.
I know the name.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but which one is he? What's he in?
The sort of British hard man actor. Ray Winston. He does the betting ads for Betfair and all that, or somebody.
I don't have ads.
What are you...
I'm going to Google image him.
I mean, he was in the Sweeney. He was in the remake of the Sweeney.
I know the original Sweeney. Oh, there he is. Yeah, I know him.
I'll tell you something.
He's like a fat Russell Crowe.
This is the worst birthdays we've ever had.
God, you know, I know him. I can't think of what I'd know him from now. But I know him. Yeah. Just what age does that man look? She's like, I don't know.
I can't believe
someone needs
we've had to resort to Google imaging.
Yeah,
just for you to have a guess.
What's
even.
He out of even? I'm just looking at his picture. I haven't a clue.
Do you not recognise him?
I know I recognise him, but I couldn't tell you what he was in. I'm just looking at his anthology. Sexy Beasts, The Departed, Big Wolf, Beowulf,
yeah.
And Scum. Jeez, that doesn't sound great.
Jeez, I don't know what age that man is. Have a go.
63.
Oh, 62.
Oh.
62. Why? I mean, look.
I don't even know where
to go with that.
I told you I wasn't good with actors.
I thought yesterday was a bit of a disaster.
I will say, he does look a bit like Shrek.
6:33, how are you this morning, sir?
Very well, good morning to one and all.
Yeah. Good morning.
What is your story today?
Tuesday, brilliant, one step nearer.
Yeah.
And that's about the size of it, what can you say?
It's about the size of a Tuesday, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those days.
It has very little going for a Tuesday, we've discussed this many times.
Yeah, the Americans used to say the Tuesday matinee for the elderly, you know, that was kind of the highlight of the week. Basically, really? There was nothing to do on a Tuesday except have a matinee at around 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. So go and see an extended Matlock or something like that, you know.
Matlock!
Do you remember Matlock?
Oh, dude, I tell you. I used to love Matlock.
Matlock is fantastic.
I can't remember your man that played Matlock, but he was a good actor, very convincing, you know.
That's very true. Yeah. God, that's amazing. Tuesday, you've just summed it up so perfectly. If it was TV, it's just an extended Matlock of a day.
Matlock.
Yeah, we should actually start a campaign, get Matlock back.
I'd be totally into that.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of just matinees.
Yeah.
Matinees. You don't even really hear about it anymore.
Yeah,
people have matinees.
It's kind of a quaint word, isn't it? Yeah. It's a matinee today kind of thing.
It's a matinee. Yeah. I tell you something. That actually sounds like your idea of heaven, PJ.
It is. He's given me such proper nostalgia.
Because basically, you should be
in pyjamas walking around with a coat. Oh.
PJ's idea of the day from heaven would be, I'm going to go for a carvery and then I'm going to go for a matinee.
Get back into the gym jams and have a matinee in the house.
And don't forget.
Classy things still exist.
Afternoon tea, PJ.
Yeah.
A matinee and afternoon tea.
Oh my God. I'm such a pensioner.
Food for thought, huh?
Journey, Don't Stop Believing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 19th of February. It's almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks so much as always for being with us. Head of Journey, Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. So you even got your bit of Ricky Martin in.
Yeah, there you go.
Since you gave him a mention during the birthdays as well.
I know, yes, it was Ricky Martin's birthday, but it was Benicio Del Toro that sang that song.
It wasn't Ricky Martin's birthday.
I think it was.
Anyway, so even Ricky got a mention. And actually, Greg in Ballinasloe says that Ricky Martin, funnily enough, even though you didn't intend it that way, he did actually kind of have a connection with Shrek because that song appeared in one of the Shrek movies.
That song's from The Sopranos. It is. Remember the terrible end of Sopranos, the thing? And that was, that's the one thing that saved The Sopranos from being in trouble, was don't stop believing.
No, Ricky Martin, living.
He doesn't sing that. That's, I can't remember who they are. What's the name of them again? Journey. Journey sings that.
Yeah.
Ricky Martin. Does that even sound remotely Latin to you?
Ricky, Living La Vida Loca was in one of the Shrek movies, I'm saying.
I know that. Well, what are you talking about Journey for then?
Help
there's
me!
There's nothing to
help
do.
Help me!
And Benicio Del Toro or Ricky Martin aren't even in Journey. I don't know, man. You need to start paying attention.
Yeah.
I know it's early.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyway, Simon's been on. Your mate Simon's been on because we tickled his nostalgia bone.
Yeah.
Talking about matinees and all that. He's just sent us a couple of photographs.
Oh, look at that. Murder, She Wrote and Columbo.
Columbo.
The ultimate
greatest
matinee
ever.
Man.
The
Mr.
greatest
matinee.
Ever.
Yeah, he
I
was.
I love Columbo.
Oh.
Absolutely. You know, I have a full brilliant. DVD box set like
fantastic.
Every Columbo ever made.
Do you ever look back? I suppose
yeah.
You do actually oh, still look back on them.
Love
yeah.
Columbo. Great. Brilliant.
Oh, he is brilliant. Just a whole...
My wife loves you. He doesn't sound like that, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean. And then, thank you very much. It's just there. Yeah, she loves how you do it.
Yeah, no, just one more thing.
Yeah,
brilliant.
In your book,
absolutely brilliant.
You wrote about a stone in a pocket. And when we found the body, there was a stone in the pocket. Well, not so much a stone, but the remnants of a stone.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I fantastic, yes. Somebody says, because I mentioned the fact that you love cinema, you do love movies.
Yeah,
not
I don't
cinema,
like
movies.
Cinema now.
You love
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, I can't go to cinema. Too much added sound effects by people munching popcorn.
Somebody wants to
phones.
Know, are you awake when you watch movies? Based on the fact you don't know any actors.
Well, you see, this is the thing. They go, you might not be aware of this when you watch a movie, but they go by fake names. You know, when Jack Nicholson's in a movie, he has a tendency to be called something else.
Right.
So it's like, you know what I mean? So
somebody
I don't know what the hell point you're trying to make.
Somebody suggested that I resort to, Kira and Claire suggested I resort to flashcards, that I just hold up pictures of people whose birthday it is.
Well, that's fine. Do that. But like,
would that help?
Not really when we're talking about someone who's been in an animated movie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's, but you're right. There's always a drawback.
I don't know.
English Ian has decided, gee, PJ has a strange brain.
That says you, walking around town in your full rugby kit. We know about you, English Ian. I remember. We remember.
Oh, dear. Tony the Greenkeeper is out of his comfort zone today. Instead of having his usual little 10-minute nip to work, he's got to travel to your county for a course, is the way he's expressed
that's
it.
A terrible thing.
Travelling to your county for a course.
Oh, Tony, how terrible. Well, don't worry, you'll survive it.
What's Tony's county? Where's his greenkeeping
getting done normally?
I don't
know where he does
normally.
His greenkeeping at all, to be honest.
You'll have to tell us.
Yeah, where are you, Tony, so we know and for future reference.
I mean, where would you be that it would be that much of a big deal now if you had to go to the Dublin? For a course.
The Dublin. You have to head up to the Dublin. A big kip that it is. Do me course. It'd be terrible, but I'll survive it.
Let us know, Tony. And
he'll shove the grass of his home county up his nose. So he'll be able to breathe in.
Yeah.
Filtered air.
He'll sellotape a couple of sods to his feet.
He will, yeah.
I'll remain walking.
Yes.
On Kerry grass.
And sod up his nose. Sod in his ears. Sod in his feet. He'll be grand. He'll get through the day.
Somebody's off to Miami tomorrow.
Oh, you feckin' get you. Oh, have a great one.
Whoever B is.
Yeah, I'd love to be doing that. That'd be just amazing. What an amazing thing.
Listen, folks, thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. Much appreciated. Hi to you all. Thanks for checking in with us and being part of the old early morning crew from 6 every morning. As I say, it's much appreciated. Do tell a friend and then do tell just anybody.
Tell anybody that you can, just go outside your house now and roar down the road.
Make it your mission.
Classic hits is the only way to go.
So what do we got for people today? Obviously, Who the Man is on the way. We're over the grand, well and truly over the grand on that score. So I think we're over 1,100 even at this stage.
Oh, yeah. So well, actually, I should know this, shouldn't I? Oh,
I think it might be old 111.
Why do I do that? I always hear... No one's used Internet Explorer since 1993, and every time I go to look at the internet on the telly here, I press Internet Explorer on the television and it comes up.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Now, people of Ireland, just focus on that last sentence from PJ Gallagher there. Every time he goes to hit the internet on the telly, it goes to Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Right.
So there you go.
And now you wonder, why he struggled knowing who Benicio del Toro is.
I know who he is. And I know who they are. It's Shrek from Puss in Boots and actual Shrek himself. €1,110, by the way.
Terrence Trent D'Arby, if you let me stay here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good text in from Mary in Santry, PJ. She wants to know, did you spot the flag at the United game last night? You did, because you texted me about it.
I did, yeah. There was
a Bowes flag.
Yeah, an Ireland flag with a Manchester United and Bowes crest on it.
A Bowes right crest there on it, right, side United by side. Good.
Tis great, so it was.
Thanks
great.
Very much indeed, Mary. Right, listen, on the way after 7, of course, the big news is that Who the Man is well over €1,100 at this stage. But the possibly bigger news is PJ Gallagher in the paper.
Oh, there's nothing Woo! Big about that. So normally I'm in trouble, so it's all
PJ and Jim in the morning.
One Night in Heaven, M People, here at Classic Hits, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. And as always, if you want to give us a shout for any reason, 087-188-0008, you can get us on WhatsApp or text using that number. The choice is yours. Just like Clive, who's not a happy bunny this morning. The pressure's on, PJ. We've got to cheer Clive up.
Oh, okay? No. What's wrong, Clive?
Because he says, morning, lads. Long time listener, first time texter.
Good
Please
God.
Spare a thought for me poor old self. It was me 40th birthday on Sunday.
Oh, Clive.
And instead of lying in a sunbed on a cruise ship sailing the Adriatic Sea, I'm in a hospital bed awaiting surgery.
Oh, japers, Clive.
So do us a favour and cheer me up. Oh, says Clive.
I don't think there's anything we could do for you, Clive.
Yeah. Sorry, Clive, we're going to have to... No.
We'll
Clive,
do our best for you.
But look, I'm not sure... Do you reckon that he was, like, intending to be or had the plan to be cruising the Adriatic or something?
I don't know.
Or
maybe
was that his particular kind
I
of...
I don't know, maybe that's just something he'd really
goal.
Like to be doing, yeah?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, someone's turning around and says, no, whatever. You need to get
your toenails are going to have to go.
Unfortunately, your willy doesn't work there, so we're going to have to put it on your back or whatever it is they're doing. They've to do a Mr. Potato Head on him instead.
Clive, hopefully you get well soon, okay? And belated happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Clive. Look after yourself, whatever happens.
Yeah. Now, Clive, I mean, you know, okay, things may not be exactly perfect for you right now, but I think it's important to point out that things are going swimmingly for PJ Gallagher.
Are they?
Anyway... If you happen to be picking up a paper today, you might want to pick yourself up a copy of the Star newspaper, because they've only gone and given PJ Gallagher a full 2-page spread.
Well,
now, steady, ladies. It's not that sort of
thing. No. It's all right. Completely normal.
It's fully clothed.
And thankfully it's not because I'm getting an operation or anything like that yet, this time.
No, it's a full 2-page spread about our friend and colleague here, PJ Gallagher. In fairness, it's for a charity gig primarily, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So we're doing a Poppy's Wheels gig on Thursday night in Whelan's in Dublin. So it's a charity gig. It's called Poppy's Wheels. So it was started by Jonathan Shankey, I think his name. He's my agent, right? Jonathan.
Yeah. Now, I'll remind you, about an hour ago we were doing the birthdays and he didn't know who. Anyway.
Yeah, well, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, you forgot your agent there, but that's okay.
His daughter has cerebral palsy anyway, and they have raised a few quid because they help her out with her mobility needs, and then they kept it going. And now they're helping loads of people who have cerebral palsy in the family with kids.
Is it just you?
No, there's loads of us on. It's myself and Dave O'Doherty and Julie J and... there's a huge list of stand-ups on.
So
big gala.
Where would you find it then? Google it, I suppose, yeah?
Google Poppy's Wheels. It'll come up, yeah. It's
and it's Whelan's this Thursday.
It's Whelan's on Thursday night, yeah.
Okay, so if you're at Whelan's this Thursday, you might squeeze in.
You will do,
for sure. If you
want
to check it out.
So it should be a bit of crack. But yeah, they were helping us out, talking about it. But, yeah. So there's a
plethora of pictures. Now, I tell you, myself and Mike, we were scanning through it there or whatever, and it does mention, in fairness, it mentions Classic Hits and The Breakfast Show right at the start. Myself and Mike were going through it, and so far we haven't seen our names mentioned. Now, obviously, I haven't read the whole article. Mike, have you read the whole article?
You know, hang on, just getting to the end. I'm on the last paragraph.
Oh, yeah.
Save yourself.
Is it in the last paragraph?
Well, it must be in the last paragraph.
The mention for
hang
you
on.
And I.
No. No.
Can't believe she didn't put in the words, the things I was saying about you.
Did you mention it?
So, no. Just saying, like, you know, your chums or whatever, like, just, you know, since you mentioned the show and working here.
Sandra was talking to her. What my dog is in it.
Yeah, your dog gets a mention, don't
Yeah, the Orna Loy lads.
There's even a picture of your dog.
Bunch of some of the bikers are in it. Well, she must have run out of them. Room on
what,
the tour.
Ink or something?
That's car reviews on the next page. I'll have a flick through it and see. You must be in there somewhere, yeah? I don't know what that's
Is there a part two or anything?
I don't... I, I don't think so. Sorry about that.
Are you doing one tomorrow?
No plans now. No plans. Yeah, she obviously just...
Okay. No, that's okay. Like, no,
I suppose when the award winning...
We understand, Mike, don't we?
Yeah, no, I don't personally understand. Yeah, no.
Well, you know, I suppose when the award winning comedian amongst us won't do the charity gig, he probably doesn't deserve a mention. That, you know, when the rest of us are still trying to get an award, you know, still plugging away, bouncing on the boards, hoping that one day we'll have something to hang on the wall. But when you've already done that, Jim McCabe, maybe you're not worth of a mention anymore.
Oh my God, I cannot believe that. Cannot believe. Huh?
And as for Snidey Mike over there, hiding behind you, cracking his whip, well then, no. I've decided I'll put the foot down. Effective.
That was it.
So he gets, unbelievable.
I mean, he two full pages. And
the
they couldn't squeeze. All we wanted was a name in, you know.
And the dog features with a cap on it.
Yeah, the dog gets a picture and everything.
Yeah, well, the dog is very important to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's, there you go,
well,
now,
that's
Mike.
Just wonderful.
I think that's
dog is very important.
I think that's all you need to know,
and
Mike.
If I'm not mistaken, the picture on the far right hand side.
Right.
I think you were in that gym. It's just cropped.
Oh yeah, that was.
Talk about adding insult to injury. I mean,
this finally feels good. Stick that in your awards cabinet, Jim McCabe.
Not only not mentioned, literally cut out. He has cut me out of his life.
Oh, so nice. Yeah,
check it out. What number's the pages?
What number? It's Jesus.
Like the Star Wars.
26 and 31.
Well done.
However that works out, I don't know.
Yeah.
26 and 31.
So PJ Gallagher dominating the Star newspaper.
Well, I'm not dominating it. No, you're always in trouble when you dominate.
There's no sign of me in it. Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere here at Classic Hits. 7:20, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Somebody wants us to say happy birthday to the Bean.
The Bean?
That's what it says. Please say happy birthday to the Bean. I assume the Bean knows who they are.
I guess so. Well, happy birthday, Mr. De Bean.
Yeah. Or Mrs. De Bean.
Or Mrs. De Bean. Although I doubt nobody would call a woman De Bean.
Who knows?
You'd never know. This day and age.
Bean, whatever gender you are.
Whatever bean you are, have an incredible birthday.
Tracy in Galway, thank you. Tracy has been on to say, PJ, how very dare you not mention Jim and Mike.
You stop
in
that
your
now.
Article.
Of course I mentioned
them. Don't you
them.
Know there's no I in team? Very well said.
Of course I
Tracy.
Mentioned them. Obviously
very
just
well
the
said.
Newspaper thought they weren't worthy of the mention. So they carry on.
Shocking. Like literally that. Cut out of a photo.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, what yeah. Tell you something.
I mean, I tell you something. You do, you know, you carry a bloke around for a couple of years.
Unbelievable, yeah. I can't deny that. I wish we've reached my limit. We've reached the limit where I can't deny it anymore.
Anyway, the important thing is, get your hands on it if you can. If you can get to see it, the Star newspaper this morning, big two-page article featuring our former friend, but still colleague.
Oh, for God's sake,
PJ Gallagher.
Enough about that.
Although
now.
He doesn't know, you know, self and Mike are hurt. But anyway,
well,
the important thing
is a silver lining to everything.
The important thing is the charity.
The important thing
Poppy's
is the charity.
Poppy's Wheels this Thursday
in Wheelands, yeah.
So you can check it out. Still tickets available from that if you want to do it. And also, of course, still to come, we got to the man. There's over a grand, in fact, over 1,100.
Yeah, over 1,100. What is it? Now I have to press not do the Explorer button again. Now hold on now with the internet television. 1 second now. And you press that one there and that. 1,110. Wow. 1,110 euros.
That was amazing.
Yep.
That
there you
was
go.
Amazing.
Was it?
Did you hear that, people?
What are you talking about?
I couldn't even press the button and I still didn't even get a mention. Unbelievable.
Oh my God. This is, I swear to God, we're going to have to break up with each other if this carries on. Do you know what I mean? Like, where, Mike.
What happened? He became too
Is there clingy. Any work experience out there I could run out and get us a bunch of flowers for you? Mike. Is there anyone? No, none in today. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's Suggs, of course, his version of Simon & Garfunkel's Cecilia here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:40. And remember, of course, Who the Man on the way very shortly, 087-188-0008. If you fancy having a go at it, over 1,100 euro, 1,110 euro up for grabs. And the reason that music is playing in the background is because, you know, there is a cliche. There's a cliche when it comes to American cops that they like to sit around eating donuts.
Eating donuts.
You get some donuts,
The old Chief Wiggum comes to mind, you know.
Yeah.
Sitting there scoffing a donut, driving around. But it turns out, right, and I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. But anyway, but there's a bizarre story in the Sun today, right, that the bulging waistlines, they say, of some Garda officers, and I'm presuming there's nowhere else there's guards, only Ireland, is becoming a bit of a problem. So they say, new figures say that the past 5 years, the guards have spent €109,000, right, on trousers with a waist size of more than 40 inches.
Ooh.
40 inches!
I mean, there has been a sudden rise in donut shops in Ireland.
There has. There has. And thankfully, they're actually... Well, no, you shouldn't say that. I hate thinking of anyone going out of business. But they're dying off a bit.
They're waning. The donut craze is waning, is it?
Yeah, no, I don't like to think... So thankfully, everybody's going out of business. What a terrible... What an awful thing to say. You gobbed off, PJ Gallagher. Nightmare. No, but thankfully, they're... Maybe getting other businesses selling salads or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But there you go. So now the HSC are saying that an individual person with a waistline of 40 inches or more, well, there's substantially increased risk of cardiovascular and heart disease. So there you go. So if you're 40 inch waist or more, you're in a bit of trouble.
But surely do the Gardaí not have to go, like, undergo fitness testing?
Well, I suppose you do, and then you're in, and then you're doing your thing, and then, I don't know, maybe you get stuck behind a desk or something.
But it's not ongoing. It's not like pilots where you have to be assessed every, whatever it is.
I don't know.
Every year, 6 months,
I don't know. I've never been a Garda Síochána, so I don't really know the rules there.
Well, your mate in the fire brigade, would he have to undergo kind of... testing every...
Honestly, again, I really don't know.
Yeah, sure, why would I ask you? Because you're like just his best mate. It's not like you'd ever talk about that.
It's like, it's worse, you know, the worst thing ever is when people do that, going, excuse me, I'm an expert here. I have a friend who's a guard. You're not an expert. You just know a guard. You don't know anything. What are you talking about?
Jerry, if you're listening, will you let us know, will you? Because there's no point in asking him. I know he's your best mate and all, but you're like, as best mates know, bloke best mates, you never talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, never know. And as well, it's in the practical world, what use would that be, knowing some, like, fire, don't call the fire brigade. Yeah. I know a fireman.
Yeah.
Get me a bucket of water and two large ice creams.
I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Tell you.
No, I've heard about
tell
this.
Tell you what you want to do now. What are you wearing? That's the wrong thing.
I've heard about
this. They
didn't
wear that in the telly.
What you're supposed to do is let it burn to the ground and not go near it. Right, so...
So the Gardaí are getting bigger waistlines.
I don't know. This sounds... I mean, okay, 109,000. So I'm presuming one pair of trousers didn't cost 109,000.
Yeah.
Nor did two or three. But I will say this. In defence, I've never seen a big hefty guard.
Well,
I've never seen one. I've seen big
maybe
hefty...
Maybe not on the beat. That might explain it.
Maybe that explains...
If you go inside some of the things.
Have you seen big hefty guards?
Well, no, I can't. I'm trying to think, call to mind.
40 inch
I suppose, it's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? You sort of have an image in your head you could conjure up of the sort of, you know, big local guard.
It just feels like some poor guard or a few guards, right? Maybe they got a back injury on the job because some...
You realise PJ's only defending them because he's concerned there might be a tax and insurance checkpoint on the way home.
Jeez. No, but I tell you, you have me on full-on defence mode now. But someone probably kicked him. I don't know. You could have a work-related... A guard could easily have a work-related injury, right?
Yeah.
And then you get a bit... You know, what are you going to do? Someone's 60. You didn't get into the guards to sit behind the desk.
Yeah.
And then, you start going, well, damn this. And you start hitting the donuts. And then you start going, you know, something, going to have a curry for me lunch. Who cares? And the next thing, you're one of a handful of guys. And then you open the paper today and you go, oh, brilliant. Now everyone's going to be slagging me because me cax cost €109,000.
But listen, I suppose that has to be, they obviously have to be uniform trousers.
Ah, yeah.
Like, it's not like somebody
it's not like just chipped in for a bunch of tracksuits.
I was just going to say, it's not like somebody put in for just, I need a new pair of trousers. I'd like them in plaid, please. Because last ones I've gotten a bit tight.
Ah, yeah.
So if you don't mind, I'd like a... I could do with a new check pair as well, actually, for the golf course.
Yeah, my sister's...
So that's what I'm saying. So
and my sister's getting married.
These have to be uniformed Gardaí.
Uniform.
As opposed to, say, somebody from the, you know, forensic accounting department who maybe doesn't have to, you know... And they might be entitled to have a few donuts.
Forensic.
As long as they don't mix it up with the evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you find traces of? Icing sugar. What?
Yeah.
At the crime scene?
Some curry chips were in the back of the car. No, it was just... I had them when I was doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we found a half a burger. I was wondering where I left that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think these things just get... These are one of these headlines that gets carried away. Like, 109 grand. Over how long?
Over 5 years.
Over 5 years.
5 years.
Trousers, 109 grand. So the same people would be getting the trousers. You think about
it. So 100, okay, a little over 20 grand a year.
So you add it all up and then...
20 grand a year on fat pants.
Yeah, so you add it, yeah, Rand, 20 grand a year on fat pants. Who cares? Who cares? It's not that much money. You know, just as long as there's a checkpoint on the Alfie Bourne Road today, I'm saying there's not that much money. Just they do be there, so I just want them to know. Work.
Now, who the man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here come
who the man? So it's Who the Man. It's €1,110 this morning on Who the Man. We'd love to give it away for you. The new clue, of course, is top class. So it's worth keeping that in mind.
Yeah.
And all for you, of course, if you can just tell us who in the name of God is this.
Man.
And that's it. Then it'll be as handy as that. I say handy, but it's getting tougher. Mm. No, it's not getting tougher. It's the same one. It's not like we're changing it. But there you go. We're going to try and give it, you know what I mean? It sounds like we're up to something when they say it's getting tougher.
Yeah. That's like all. We're trying to hide something.
You will see Jim laughing at me here. He's sniggering at me because I'm digging a hole for myself.
I just love the way you talk yourself around. It's like watching a dog chase its tail.
I keep having an argument with myself, yeah. I have arguments with myself all the time. Oh, God, look at this for a name. I'm really sorry if I get this wrong, but Maisie Bernan in Limerick?
That's correct.
Is that right? Oh, thanks, I got it right. Amazing, right. Nice to meet you, Amazing. How are you getting on? Oh, Amazing. How are you getting on this morning?
Very well.
Yeah, yeah. What's it like?
Right.
What's it like in Limerick? It's lovely, yeah?
No, I'm on the way to Drogheda. I'm actually about 20 kilometres before Drogheda.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. So you're in your Drogheda land. So is it nice this side of the country then?
It looks very lovely this morning.
Yeah.
Happy days.
I think we're in for a good spell. Like we were looking yesterday, like we're talking about mid-teen temperatures and stuff.
Right.
So it's practically summer. It's practically the summer. So it is. Let's try and give you a few quid, Amazing. Who is it?
I think it's Scatman John.
Scatman John?
The Scatman!
Yes. Wow, God, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I haven't heard him in not so long. What do you reckon,
right, this
Mike?
Should be interesting. I'm looking forward to this from Mike, actually.
Bada bada bee. No.
So it's a no.
So it's definitely no.
Oh,
unlucky. Unlucky.
How
listen, keep at it. Thanks for playing.
No worries.
Take care.
See you later, Amazing. Take care. Have a good one. Right, Therese McDermott is in, she's on the train from Newbridge to Dublin. Hi, Therese.
Hi, how's it going?
Not too bad. Everybody's on the move today. Everybody's
absolutely
going somewhere.
Yes, indeed. I'm on the way to work.
Is that a regular trip for you, Newbridge to Dublin for work, is it? Yeah. That's the normal commute.
A normal commute, very quiet train, everybody listening to their own radio and everything.
Oh yeah, it's a very quiet train, is it?
Yeah.
Are you a bit embarrassed about talking on the radio?
A bit.
Okay. Is there anybody else on that train?
You know the old tell a friend and then tell a stranger. I think now would be a good time.
Yeah. So, just before we get your guests, we'd like you to stand up and shout. I'm joking. All right, what are you going to go for, Therese?
Michael Bublé.
The Bublé man.
Now, I tell you.
This should be very interesting now with Mike brings out his... He'll sharpen his claws for this one.
He will, yeah. He's not a Bublé fan because he doesn't know good music from the rest. So, what do you reckon, Mike?
As a matter of interest, what made you choose Bublé?
To choose Bublé was something BJ said a few weeks ago about,
right.
I don't know, being late, Michael being late or something.
People put so much thought into this. I hate telling people it's wrong. Sometimes I want to go home.
Oh my God.
Dear God.
Thought I'd give you a singing number on a Tuesday.
Oh my God. Scatman was definitely a better run than that one.
Therese, listen, safe travelling. Thanks for playing. Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, Therese.
Bye-bye.
You can enjoy the quietness.
You got a double whammy there. You got the choo-choo-choos for her being on the train.
Yeah.
That's still,
choo-choo-choo
that still
is better
didn't
than let me
save
go home.
It.
But Scatman was good.
Scatman was good. Yeah. Anyway, so there you can rule out Michael Bublé. Can you rule out Scatman?
And Damien Farley, 20-5, will let you do it all over again, minus the puns, which you might be happy of.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Cardigans and Love Fool, here are classic hits. 11 minutes past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 19th of February. And of course, around about now, well, normally, under normal circumstances, lots of people be in the car sorting out kids for school and all that. Not this week. Midterm break for most schools. I think.
So,
and that's generally good news on the traffic front.
Yeah, although it seems to be
and also,
making no difference at all. But anyway.
Also, Good news for the odd parent who is fed up trying to help kids with their homework.
Yeah, doing their homework.
When
yeah.
they don't know what they're doing themselves.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is what it is. It leads into the survey of the day today. Your school days may be long behind you as parents. Of course they are. Well, jeez, I'd hope so. Something really wrong going on in the country. Yeah. If that's the case. But it does say in the survey of the day that a third of parents are embarrassed when they're stumped in front of their kids when it comes to homework. And a third of them admits to saying, just give us a second there, and doing a sneaky Google. You know,
the old
and a sneaky
smartphone.
Google, yeah, on the smartphone or whatever. So, yeah, no, that's yeah. I've just remembered now. That's actually the answer there. No problem. Ask me anything, anytime. Just normally give me 20-30 seconds to figure it out. You know, so that's the way it is. It's getting to the stage where 7-year-old kids. This has come from the Oxford homeschooling people, right?
Right.
So they obviously deal with this a lot. If you're, is there anyone mad enough to do homeschool? Anyway, that's my own opinion. Homeschooling, basically, you didn't go to school. You know what that is.
I've never known anybody who's done it. But.
I haven't, no. No, I definitely haven't. And I'm hardly the greatest person to talk about the benefits of school since though I bailed out as soon as I could. But anyway, so these lads, they're saying they went and they did all the surveys and stuff, and they're saying that 4 in 10 fathers said they feel confident enough. That's not a lot. While 11% are very confident when it comes to tackling the tricky problems compared to just 28% of mothers. So I don't know what that's about. That's, do you know what that is? That's lads. Curse it all, yeah. No problem. Yeah. Well, give us it. What is it there? Yeah, I'll sort it out. No problem. Right, so the identify the subordinate conjunction. Is it both and up or never? Right. I go in there and ask your mother. And then she knows it's a problem at that stage. She's just left dealing with the problem. That's what that is. That's not because men are right. It's because men are more confident at tackling a problem. That's why we kick tires.
It's because we just say yes anyway.
It's because I'm men.
Yes, I do. What is the answer? You work it out for yourself.
Sure, look.
You'll never learn if you don't work it out for yourself.
And sure, like, it
yeah, but I can't
matter.
Work it out. What's the answer? Work it out for yourself.
But look, there's men all over. Well, you know, how many of us have broken down in the car and says, right, go on, pop the bonnet, and you open it. I've never looked under the bonnet of a car in my life, and then all of a sudden they think I'm going to look under and then go, oh, that seems to be the gastro eliminator, isn't it? There. Oh, feck it. If I only had a spare bit of rubber band that could fix the gastro eliminator.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. Sellotape. You never have sellotape. You
never
when
have
you need
it. Never have blue tack when you need it. You know, or even an old cigarette. But it's nonsense. But this is the crack. So I have a list of some of the questions. Right now, these are
no.
Yeah, these are primary school questions.
So these are basically what you're saying. There is these are designed to humiliate me.
All of us. Because I said to I did it. Remember, Mike came in and he says, "Would you be any use of these pronouns and all?" Yeah, no, probably. Yeah, get them.
Yeah, because that's exactly what you.
That
did.
Is exactly
you
what
did the bloke thing. Yeah,
I
no,
did.
I'd be grand in there. I know what you.
Right. Well, here it is. Here's the question.
Right.
This is primary school now. Identify the relative pronoun in this sentence. The boy whose bag was black quickly walked to school.
Boy whose bag was black.
Yeah.
Quickly. What am I looking for again?
See, look at this. We even can't even understand.
I can't even
the question.
Remember the question.
The relative pronoun.
The relative pronoun.
Yeah. The boy whose bag.
Whose?
You got it.
Whose?
You flipping got it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Smarty pants.
Right, can I stop
pants.
Now? Can I stop now? Yeah, ask somebody else. Fick, there's nobody else here.
There's no one else here.
Oh,
it's all on you, unfortunately. What's the process called when a liquid turns into a solid? Boiling, distilling, hardening, or solidification?
Well, I assume it's solidification, is it?
Well, hold on, because I'm not sure. Yes, it is! Jeez, yeah. I tell you something, Jim is almost as intelligent as someone with double numbers in their age.
No way.
Give one key feature of the life cycle of an amphibian. Tadpoles hatch, they hibernate, they carry eggs inside the body, or they change from carnivores to herbivores.
Oh, for God's sake, that's a... Hang on, look, I know Mike was shocked by that.
I know this one.
Well, hang on, so it's a characteristic of an amphibian.
Of an amphibian,
is
yeah.
that they hatch?
Tadpoles would hatch. They'd hibernate. They'd carry eggs inside the body, or they change from carnivores into herbivores.
An amphibian. Oh my God!
I know this one.
It's either first or last. I'm going to go for the first one.
It is the first one.
Yeah.
You're right again. Eggs.
Right.
It's the eggs are the key. You know what I mean?
Right, that's three. I'm stopping now.
Oh,
that's
my
it.
God. We'll be putting out for the people. We'll be putting out for the people. Let me get... For the people.
For the people.
We'll put it out for the people.
We're very much men of the people here.
Yeah, yeah. God, it was all right. What is the difference between an incomplete electrical circuit and a broken circuit. A, an incomplete circuit contains a switch that is turned off. Or B, a broken circuit must have two batteries. C, a broken circuit contains a switch that is turned off. Or D, they're the same. Now.
Oh, there you go.
Now, there's the question.
There you go. I think Mike's very confident about offering an ugly mug for
now,
this one.
Now, there's a question, right? And remember, if you don't know the answer, you're thicker than a 10-year-old.
There you go.
There
right,
you
take it out of that.
Ask a kid
have
in the
you,
car.
Have you even time to read it again? No, it takes forever.
What is the difference between an incomplete electrical circuit and a broken circuit? An incomplete circuit contains a switch that is turned off. A broken circuit must have two batteries. A broken circuit contains a switch that is turned off, or they're the same.
Right, there you go.
Now that's
people literally have just decided. So it's an A, B, C, or D.
It's an A, B, C, or D.
Right, okay.
Now there's a whopper for you. And if any child,
you have to explain it. You have to explain it as well.
Yeah.
What a tune. Great song. Lightning Seeds, Life of Riley. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Happy birthday, by the way. Hopefully it's going to be the Life of Riley for Shawnee and Steve Byrne. Brothers who are celebrating their birthday today. Apparently, Shawnee is 45 and Steve is 38. I'm guessing that because the way the names are written. Doesn't specify the kind of, you know. They don't have a number associated with a name.
Yeah, they just
says happy birthday to Shawnee Byrne and Steve Byrne. I'm 45 today and my brother's 38.
Well, there you go, yeah.
So I'm just assuming it's
stuck
that
it out
way
there. Yeah, stuck it out there, so they have.
Anyway, happy birthday, boys.
Now listen, everybody, we were giving you warnings yesterday. Warnings, we were saying if you eat toast that is in any way burnt at all, according to the Australian health people, or health department, you're doing something as dangerous as breathing in the toxic fumes of diesel engines.
Mm.
And then we looked at the American news, and the American news said, well, if you eat a roast dinner, it is the same as walking through a polluted city and taking deep breaths whilst jogging. Unbelievable.
Shocking.
And we rubbished it. We said, this can't be true. And we went looking for what are actually the most dangerous foods in the air. Dangerous foods in the air. When someone throws a banana at your head, it's a dangerous food in the air. But you know what I mean. What are the most dangerous foods in the world? I think we have a definitive list of what are the most dangerous foods. So there you go. We all know about the puffer fish or the fugu fish in Japan.
That's the most famous one of all of it.
This is the one.
Prepared incorrectly.
Yeah.
It's a... Bad.
You can train to be a chef over X amount number of years, but just to do this one dish alone takes 2 years training, right? 2 years training just to do this one dish alone. 5 people every year have it as their last meal, and that's not a choice. It's because it went wrong. You know?
Oh my God.
So 5 people a year.
This is the food equivalent of Russian roulette.
It is, yeah. It's 200 quid.
So it's not even cheap.
No, it's very expensive. Sure, you're talking about 2 years training. You're not. Yeah. You're never paying for the actual thing. You're paying for the years of work that gets into preparing it. And then one of these flutes goes and gets wrong and you die.
Would you have the bottle? You have the nerve to sit down?
Why? Am I going to enjoy it any more than any regular fish? I doubt it.
That is... I can't get my head around that.
No, I don't really get it. I don't know why you would want to. There's enough poison in it to kill 30 people. And if you eat it and it goes wrong, you can die in up to 20 minutes. 20 minutes! That's just long enough to go, I can't believe I spent 200 quid on that. So, you know, unbelievable.
That blows my...
So we know that one. But here's the other ones, right? Here's the ones you may not have heard of. So there's a rotten cheese, and it's considered the most dangerous cheese in the world. It's a delicacy from Sardinia. It's called Casu Marzu. Directly translates into rotten cheese.
Again, I have to say, you know, so a delicacy, really? It's rotten cheese.
Rotten cheese. And
it's called rotten cheese.
Hey, it's called Casu Marzu, which means... Rotten cheese. And it's during its aging process, right, they leave it so long, it's noted for containing live insect larvae, eggs and maggots, and these can live in your stomach, and obviously they can kill you if it goes wrong. Now, funny enough, this cheese is banned in the EU. And you know, there's at least one Brexiteer now going, see, that's why I want it out. Because if I want maggots in my cheese, no bureaucrat in Brussels has the right to take my cheese out of my maggoty mouth, right? That's the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, so there you go.
Well, good luck with that, Britain.
It's the oppressive EU again.
May you have your Casu Marzu and enjoy it.
You can leave me with my maggots, you smarty mouthy German. Right? So there you go. So that's it. So the rotten cheese, not for me, I'll be honest with you.
No.
Now, potatoes and tomatoes, who thought?
Well, this is the scary bit.
So if they're green, you know the way they'd be green?
So, yeah, like on the turn, maybe.
On the turn. Green or unripe ones. You know the way they'd be sort of, they're almost ready, but they're not kind of ready.
Yeah.
So, unripe, they've got a poisonous component called solanine, and apparently that'll make you very sick. So, thankfully, we're once again in that place where there's food around the world that can kill people. In Ireland, it might make you a bit sick. You know what I mean? We're very lucky. Like, yeah. I know I said it before, but we're very lucky. We never have, like, earthquakes or tornadoes. The biggest sharks in the world, yes, they've no teeth. You know, we're very lucky that way. The most dangerous thing in Ireland is a Jack Russell. And that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Or maybe a chipper after midnight.
That is why it's the best place in the world. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. A late night chipper and a Jack Russell.
Yeah, yeah.
Are probably the things that could hurt you most in
Ireland. You gotta watch out. If you bring a Jack Russell to a chipper, it's like petrol on dynamite. A match on petrol. Jeez.
They're doing very well today.
Right, I'll tell you something.
The faith.
Now, here's the next one. I eat this, right? Octopus. I love octopus. And raw octopus. I eat a lot.
As part of your sushi.
Oh, yeah, I love raw octopus. And apparently it can be pretty dangerous. If you don't chew it well...
This bit here, right, reads like something out of science fiction. This is like something that would appear in a Doctor Who episode. Where the suckers on the suckers, octopus...
They can
will
rip into the inside
your throat. Your mouth. It's like the thing is still alive.
Yeah.
And it sucks onto your mouth.
It fights back.
You thought you'd eat me, but I'm about to eat you. Yeah.
It's joke's on you. You're my food now,
sucker.
Human. Yeah, sucker. Yeah. Thought you could swallow me without chewing, sucker? I don't think so. So it sucks onto the inside of your throat and you can't swallow it.
And it suffocates you.
And it'll suffocate you, yeah.
That's shocking stuff.
Well, it won't stop me eating the octopus.
People of the world, food that can kill you. Just as a service. We're only doing it as that.
Yeah, I know.
Providing it as a service for the people of Ireland.
Well, to see, here's me contradictions again. Would you have the poison fish? No way. Would you have octopus that could kill you? Yeah, I'll have the octopus. Yeah,
exactly. Give us the octopus.
I'm all right with the octopus.
Yeah, yeah. Have you any of that stuff that Jim, the big Ege, thinks is a sauce?
Yeah. Yeah, the wasabi. Remember we thought wasabi
anyway, moving
was
on
sauce?
To a key. Moving on to a key.
Oh, he's trying to
it's
dodge it now.
It's a fruit loved in Jamaica.
Yeah, and it has to be eaten.
You see, that's every one of these foods, right, is loved somewhere. It's a delicacy. People are paying fortunes for some of it.
Yeah.
And it can kill you.
This has seeds in it that are so poisonous, they'll start you, they'll make you vomit. But then, you know, you could say that Irish people have a love of alcohol, you know. And that has a tendency to make you vomit. You know, so I don't know if we can take the moral high ground. Grant,
no, I'm not saying we take the moral high ground.
Potatoes, we're on the list with the potatoes because they can make you sick. But you know what I mean?
A Jamaican and a bowl of fruit or an Irish fella. To a menu.
At a wedding.
A restaurant and picked up a menu and went, what have you got on the kill you menu? Is there anything? What have you got there now? What's your most dangerous food?
That is a great idea.
I mean, you know, if you
start the whole new sport
the death
now.
Menu in a restaurant.
Ah, you start the whole new sport now. I want
it's incredible.
Do you have anything?
Extreme eating.
Do you have anything that makes me feel alive? Pardon, sir?
Yeah, if you really want to feel alive, you've got to let the devil bite your bottom. Bring me the menu of dangerous food, please.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look at this one, the one we left out, the blood clams. It's available in China, apparently. And they're known to carry several viruses that lead to deadly diseases such as typhoid, hepatitis A, and dysentery. Right?
Yeah.
Why would you order something called blood clams?
Oh, doesn't sound amazing. Well, you getting her Chinese, are they? I'll be getting some of them tonight. I'll have a large chicken balls, bag of chips, a 3-in-1, and some blood clams. And don't spare them. I want them raw.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So the Green Isle Hotel is the destination this week for your overnight stay. Easy access off the N7 Nace Road in Clondalkin and located just 5 minutes from the Red Cow Lewis Depot as well. Spacious bedrooms, carvery lunch and dinner available. They've got the bistro menu and bar menu. All guests have complimentary use of the Inspiration Leisure Centre, PJ. That sounds like something we need.
That sounds absolutely...
The Inspiration Leisure Centre.
Well, yeah, we can all use a bit of inspiration every so often.
Large conference centre for meetings and events. Over 600 people as well. They can accommodate for all of that. What we have for you at the Green Isle Hotel, along with your overnight stay, is you get 4 tickets for dinner and a show. The show being the Bon Jovi Supper Club night on the 30th of March. You get to see the Bon Jovi tribute act Slippery When Wet. And if you want to get more details about it, of course, their website is greenislehotel.com.
So there you go. But 10 is the score to beat, and 11, that means we'll put you in the lead. Can't do draws on the breakfast table quiz, as you heard last week with all the controversy. Ooh. Let's see what we can do with Sonia Taylor in Cork this morning. Happy birthday, Sonia Taylor.
Thank you very much.
Wow, birthday girl on the breakfast table quiz. That could be a very good omen indeed, Sonia.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, you never know. Yeah.
Now, are you going to give us a hint as to what vintage you are?
God, Jim.
Midlife.
Great. So you're about so
much
22.
Like, much like, oh my God. I was going to say much like myself, but obviously not. Oh, well, happy birthday, Sonia. We hope you do well. 11 is what you need.
Oh, God.
Feeling confident at all?
Not exactly. I'm suffering with tonsillitis too, so that's my excuse.
Oh, dear God.
That was
God.
To do it, yeah.
Well, then, you never know. Give yourself a favour. Let's try and give you a birthday present to give you... Well, let's try and get you at least in the lead for your birthday anyway.
Right. Ooh, 60 okay. seconds, Sonia. The very best of luck. Here we go.
Gordon Ramsay is best known for what profession?
Chef.
Which rock band had a hit with Sweet Child of Mine?
Don't know, Thin Lizzy?
It's Guns N' Roses. Complete the title of this Roddy Doyle book. Paddy Clark.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. A person suffering from alopecia loses what?
Loses hair.
Which comet can be seen from the Earth every 76 years?
Hades.
According to the proverb, a trouble shared is a trouble what?
Halved.
Yes, calligraphy is a term used for the art of fine...
Writing.
Created by J.R.R. Tolkien, what type of creature was Bilbo Baggins?
Oh, I've forgotten.
He was a hobbit. A ferry service to Dublin operates from which port on Holly Island near Anglesey?
Hollyhead.
Which car manufacturer produces a model called the Civic?
Honda.
You Sexy Thing was a hit in the 70s, 80s and 90s for what British group?
Pass.
Hot chocolate. H is the chemical symbol for what element?
Hydrogen.
By which name is the peninsula of Spain and Portugal also known?
Iberian.
Which country is Jakarta the capital city of?
Indonesia.
What is the... Oh, do I get to that? Will I fit that next one in? No? No.
Yes,
looking to Mike
okay,
for
on,
guidance.
Go on.
I'll start it so I'll finish. What is the first name of the famous Italian opera singer Pavarotti?
Luciano.
That's it.
Well
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Go. So was that all important question at the end? Was that the one that will put you into the lead? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12...
Happy birthday!
12. So, into the lead you go. Sonia, happy birthday. Oh, a score good. Of 12 is the bar now for the rest of the nation to try and beat. So, well done you.
Fantastic. I listen to you every morning. I love it.
Thanks so much.
I work normally.
Oh, that's even better news.
Yeah,
better
exactly.
news for everybody.
Sonia, happy birthday to you. Have a cracking day. Well done.
Oh, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thank you. See you, Sonia.
Bye-bye.